Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here joining us to give us the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that you can go to learn all about ETFs. You can also find out about Tom's picks and what he likes. But whether it's that or learning more about trend following, that's all there. And then at ETFtrends.com, they do follow the ETF business from soup to nuts. It's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now he's back on the show. Tom, Happy New Year and welcome back to Money Life.
Happy New Year, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider SSGA Gender Diversity Index ETF, ticker symbol SHE.
It's she, the Spider SSGA Gender Diversity Index. This was a very sexy new ETF, so to speak, when it came out in 2016. So why this ETF now?
For a few reasons, Chuck. Yes, it was one of the best launches as far as ETFs in 2016, raised almost $275 million, which is just a great point because, listen, there are a lot of different ETF strategies out there, but ESG investing or environmental, social, and governance index-based investing has become hugely popular for all the right reasons. What this ETF does, or the index behind this ETF, is make sure that the gender equilibrium is balanced within upper-level management within the companies of this index. And what they found out in going back and back-testing this, that in fact, over time, if you follow this type of strategy, not only do you get good diversification in upper-level management and more uniformity within the employees that participate, but actually a little bit better performance because of, let's say, the social health of the companies that are involved. It's one of those things that, especially after the first of the year, it really makes you feel good because it's structured for all the right reasons. And in this day and age, as we talk about equality, it's really important that we identify it, number one, but at the same time, recognize all the benefits that come with it.
When we start to look at the companies that make up the Gender Diversity Index, it's companies like Pfizer and Pepsi and MasterCard and what have you. So this crosses over with your basic large cap index. It's just picked at a totally different style. So the question becomes, do you use this to replace what you've got in the large cap space? Or is it okay to be a little bit social? I mean, ESG is the industry term. Let's call it a social investment fund. That's really what it is. Is it okay to be a little bit social? I mean, if you say this is important to me, but then you go out and you buy another fund that covers large cap space and it buys big name stocks, but those big name stocks don't pay attention to gender equity. Isn't that kind of like being a little bit pregnant?
I think the idea is, Chuck, and you and I have been around for a while. We know that there have been a lot of socially responsible management programs, mutual funds that we've seen over the years. They usually come out after there's been a big bull market because people feel a little bit more comfortable with the money that they own, and they also have been okay pushing some of that money into socially responsible investing, albeit that socially responsible investing always hasn't performed as well as the major market indexes. Now, that doesn't necessarily apply. So with some of the opportunities that are out there today regarding ESG, you actually have evidence that companies actually did quite well by following these value-based principles. So You don't have to say, I'm going to take a piece of my money and be socially responsible with it, even though it doesn't perform as well. It's really the contrary. I think you can go forward and say, look, we can diversify because it's not going to be the S&P 500. It may correlate very closely to the S&P 500, but wouldn't it be great if going forward, if we could diversify our S&P 500 allocations in something like this and have a little bit of outperformance? And I think this is what State Street's all about here.
Is this a 200-day moving average play, or is this a permanent piece of the portfolio because it's got the social component?
I think if the S&P 500 is a permanent part of your portfolio, this is something to consider, especially if diversification is important from an allocation standpoint. But if diversity is important to you as well, it'll also make you feel good. The other thing, and I don't want to forget saying this, is as those of us, let's say the baby boomer generation are thinking about the next generation coming on, the next generation, the Gen Xers, really, really feel that this is important. It's a great way to connect with your kids. So as you talk about your portfolio and having something like this allocated, it's really a nice way to close the gap there. As we baby boomers have a lot of work to do there because our kids don't always look at money the same way we do.
It's a relatively new ETF that was made pretty much for one particular California pension system. Do we wind up in a situation where it's trading enough to make it that you're not worried about volume, et cetera?
Absolutely. No problem with trading volume. Again, $275 million and all the underlying components of this index are completely liquid. So move forward with confidence for sure.
It's the SPDR, SSGA, Gender Diversity Index ETF. SHE, S-H-E is the ticker symbol. It's a very interesting ETF. It's one that I can tell you, as Tom mentioned, kids, etc. This is one that my daughter, my youngest daughter, and I discussed when she was figuring out and trying to figure out what she wanted to put her Roth IRA into for last year, and one she'll be looking at again, I think, in 2017. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. You can go to the site for more information. You can also follow the site on Twitter at ETFtrends.com. Where you can follow Tom as well on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon.